your name. We thank you for the last Sunday of the year 2021. We bless your name for your grace upon our lives. We bless your name for your grace upon this ministry. We thank you because of your mighty hands. Lord, this morning, as we want to exalt ourselves once again, it will not be just another word, but your word. And you come unto us again powerfully and still do a great thing in our lives. Lord, this morning, connect our hearts and our spirit to the throne of grace and minister unto us in your way. Thank you, O Lord God. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Let us put hands together for the Lord. Yes, the year has not ended. We still have about 5 days to the end of the year. But nobody can deny the fact, I hope this microphone is doing well, that this Sunday is the last Sunday of the year 2021. And I didn't really want to come this morning to sermonize. What I really wanted us to do, I think we have really done a lot of that. To really thank God, today is our Thanksgiving Sunday. And like Pastor Pukola said, it was a special way that we thank God today. So I'll be speaking about the heart of gratitude. The heart of gratitude. And I'm going to take my text this morning from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. I'm not going to speak for so long, but I believe God is going to minister unto us. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gifts. Another translation says, thanks be to the Lord for his inexpressible gift. Another person says, thanks be to the Lord for his intangible gifts. When you want to talk about thanksgiving, it's not only about saying, I've got a house, I built another house, I bought a land, I've gained admission, I have a baby, I got a car, but there are some gifts from God that are intangible, that you cannot touch, that you cannot feel with your hands. But sometimes we judge our happiness and whether we want to thank God or not, whether I want to be grateful to him or not, by things that are tangible. But here, Apostle Paul, when he was reading to the Corinthians, said, thanks be to the Lord for indescribable gift, for inexpressible gift, for intangible gift. This morning, as we have come to the Lord, I want us to come to him with a heart of gratitude. Not just for the things that we can see, we can touch, but for things that might be intangible. Pastor Oyeleke, during the testimony, was saying that he used to wonder, well, say, thank God for waking and sleeping. You don't know that it is one of the greatest miracles. Who can tell me? Do you know what happened between the time you slept and time you wake up? Who can tell me? See, you can know the time you wake up. Can you know the time you sleep? You can only tell the time I went to bed. But the moment your eye closes and you lose consciousness, you can't say the exact time, true or false. Then, do you know what happens between that time? This morning, as we have come to the last Sunday, I want us to approach God with the heart of gratitude. Not about the things that we have asked that are yet to be answered, but for so many things that he has done we might not have realized. When the Bible says the Lord wanted to teach us how to pray, he said, give us this day our what? Our daily bread. In other words, the Lord is saying that you should be concerned more about today. That you are alive today. That you are living today. That you are breathing today. You should be happy. God, the Lord's Prayer said, give us this day. So many people don't have today. So many people don't have today. Yes, they may have yesterday, very glorious, very powerful, but today, they are no more. But you have today. And the Bible says, when there is hope for the living, and people say, a living dog is better than a dead lion. When there's life, you have the hope. This morning, I want us to know that God expects us to have a heart of gratitude. And let me tell you something. You came here into this church. Do you know so many people could not climb that step? Not someone, maybe who were not able to climb the step and come to the altar here. Lifting your legs alone and be able to do that. See, there's nothing to thank God for. They give you food. Was it last, who sang that song? For us, doing love seas. Summer food. Is it Brother Joshua now? Say, some are food, but cannot eat. Some can eat, but have no food. We have food and we can eat. Glory be to you, our God. Some have food and they cannot what? Eat. But those who can eat have no food, they will be shouting and be crying and be unhappy, not knowing there are those who have food and cannot. Mama Sida told us about the issue of getting injection or getting drug. One is 40,000 naira, one is 20,000 naira every month. And many are complaining, I don't have money. What of those who have money and the money they have is not enough just to pull them, to let them breathe and have a healthy life? Thank this to God for his intangible blessings. When you have a grateful heart, no, a grateful heart does not forget. No, when we remember all things, but we forget all those intangible, it has a tendency for us to remember all these tangible things and forget intangible things. If you go to Psalm is it Psalm 100 now? Verse 2. He said, no, Psalm 100 verse 2. He said, forget not all his benefits. Psalm 103 verse 2. He said, forget not all his, you can project it, Psalm 103. I want media just to be alert. Psalm 103 verse 2. He said, for a part of it says, forget not all his benefits. All his benefits. There are so many benefits that God has given unto us. But we selectively, we choose to forget because we have our focus on some things. And those things we are focusing on, because we seem not to have seen them, those are the things that we celebrate. And once they are not there, we think there's no need to celebrate. But this morning, I want us to know that nobody can go far with God if you don't have a grateful heart. Even in the psalm, when Pastor Uzi was surrounded the worship this morning, we read Psalm 100. I think verse 4 said, enter his gate what? With thanksgiving. Nobody can walk with God if you don't have a heart of gratitude. And that's unconditional. That's unqualified. Anybody that wants to walk far with God, that wants to go far with God, you must have a heart of gratitude. Somebody sent me a text message yesterday. He said that this year, there's no doubt that this year has been tough, but you are tougher because you are still alive. And I believe it. Don't you believe it? No matter how tough this year has been, the fact that you are sitting here today, it means that God has made you to be tougher. You are tougher than your challenges. You are tougher than your dissatisfaction. You are tougher than your contention. You are tougher than your failure. And because of this, you need to be grateful unto God. If there are challenges in your life, as you are seated here today, by the grace of God, they are there because you are about to overcome them. In the mighty name of Jesus, let us be grateful unto God. We have so many things to thank God for. And let me say something. For you to have a heart of gratitude, it is a choice you have to make. It is not something that's automatic, but it is you that will decide. God will not decide it for you. You don't even need to pray for it. It is a decision you need to make. Because there are so many reasons. There will also be excuses why you should not give thanks to God. Why you should not be grateful unto God. There will always be reason. Each time I look at Psalm 34, and I want us to look at that. And I think I shared this brief with the minister before. Psalm 34 verse 1. Gratitude is a choice. Say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Who wrote this? Can you tell me? Who wrote this? Tell me now. David. How can David say this? I will bless the Lord at all times. Is it God that told him to do that? It was a decision that he made. But when you look at the life of David, I would love to ask him, David, when you kill Goliath, and at the end of the day, you are supposed to get benefit from Saul, but the only thing you received was Saul looking for your life, while you still thanking God? Is it a good condition to thank God? Tell me. Is it a good condition? When you had to run to the cave of Adullam, and the only people that were with you were people that could not help you, those who were in debt, those who are in sorrow, those who are discontented. Is it not in your Bible? Why you say thanking God that miserable people are the people that God has given unto you? Why you say thanking God? But David decided to thank God. Despite all things, it was a decision. There will always be reason why you should not be grateful. But a man that has a grateful heart will forget about those things. He said that your praise shall continually be in my mouth. Even when he was run away and he was being mocked, was he thanking God? My dear brother, my dear sister, this morning, will we thank God? Will we be grateful to God when we remove from our mind entitlement mentality? When see everything as a gift, not as a right. Because it's our Lord, because our Savior, because our God. So we just take things for granted. But when we remove entitlement mentality from our mind, let me give you an example. If you have a debt of 1 million naira, and 1 million naira, how are you expected to pay the debt? You are supposed to work, am I right? Or invest to pay the debt. But somebody meets you on the way, you don't know him from Adam, and he gave you 10,000 naira. That 10,000 naira is a gift, is that not? But can that 10,000 naira do anything with respect to 1 million debt that you have? How far can he go? He cannot scratch the surface. So, but there are 10,000 naira, will you thank that person for it or not? We say, out of 1 million naira that I need, what will I with 10,000 naira? Is that what you tell the person? My wife will tell me a gift is a gift. So when you see a gift, something, when you see everything you receive as a gift, you not be thinking about your name. I wanted 10 things. How far is only one thing that God has done? That's entitlement mentality. I pray for 20 things. Out of the 20, only 2 prayers were answered. That's entitlement mentality. But when you see everything as a gift, and for every little gift, you appreciate God, you are encouraging God to do more unto you. Gratitude is about counting our blessings. Gratitude is about celebrating little things. Gratitude is about appreciating small gifts. It's not about measuring about what we ought to have against what we have. But it's about celebrating and appreciating every little that we have from God. Again, we will have a heart of gratitude when we see everything as favor from God and not as a right. When you see, when a husband gives the money to the wife to go and buy food stuff in the house, the wife can say, after it's my husband, now he's supposed to provide for the house. But the wife can choose, okay, look, it's my husband, but what if he chooses to be responsible? Say, thank you, my dear. When a wife prepares the food and set on the table for the husband, the wife can take it as a right. After all, why is she there? Is it not my wife? He's supposed to cook for me. But if the man has a heart of know that, look, she could have decided otherwise. After all, there are so many wives that are irresponsible. No, you need to be thankful. So what am I saying? We will have an heart of gratitude when we begin to see everything as favor, not as right. Many of us are unable to be grateful to God. We are unable to appreciate him because We see everything as it, after the Bible says, ask and shall receive. When I ask and I receive, because I've done what God asked me to do, God has to do his own part. Seek and you shall find. Yes, I follow the principle of God. It's a contract. I've done my own part. He has done his own part. So we go to the next contract. But when you see everything from God, as if, and I want us to know that God has given us a lot of favor. And I'll be talking to ourselves, but let me talk about this church, about this ministry. I think the household of Cedar, we need really to thank God. As we have come to the last Sunday of the year, we have every reason to be grateful unto God. God has been good unto us in this ministry. I'm saying it because I believe all our prayers have been answered. I am not saying this because we have seen the manifestations of everything we requested. I'm not saying this because there's nothing outstanding that's yet to come to pass. I'm not saying this because we have gone to where we should go to. I'm not saying it because we have received everything we are expecting. But I'm saying it because we have so many little miracles. Look at the testimony that we had this morning. Shouldn't we be grateful to God for that? Can any man do that? I remember at the beginning of this year, remember year 2020 was year of pandemic, true of us. So we came to the year 2021 with trepidation. And remember, the Lord says as we enter the year, this is a year of new season. Tell me, has there not been a new season in this church? True of us? There has been a new season. God said it's a year of increase. Has there not been increase in this church? Last week, a friend called me and was complaining. He said that, do you know what? I was invited to a church to come and minister. And I got there and finished my ministration. And when I left, I discovered they stole one of my valuables. I don't want to mention specifically. They stole from the guest minister. And he said, I called the pastor. And I told him, say, Omagao. And he said that was the end of it. And as soon as I said that, and I just remember one experience we had there. Do you remember? When on a Sunday we had an overflow. And I asked people to leave the church, the workers, to leave the ministry and go to the gallery. And because they obeyed, somebody came and just told a phone. And the ushers wrote me a note that you please plead with the person that's taking the phone to return it. And as soon as I read it, I said I was a holy anger. I said, no, I'm not going to plead. Do you remember? I said, I'm not going to plead. I'm going to give a deadline. And I came here and asked the people to join me. And I gave an instruction and the deadline within 7 days. And the phone was returned with every entire within 5 days. I said, God, it not occurred to me that we need to thank God that God has not allowed our words to fall on the ground. God has been helping us. God has been dealing with us in special ways. There are so many things upon this church we need to thank God for. Let us forget about things that we are yet to have. And I remember just sitting down there without anything, and God just said, you are going to have this LED screen before the other year, without thinking. And I was resisting. And God was saying it. And I knew it was not going to be possible if I look at anything, even to myself. And I just stood up, just spoke because God said it. Thinking it was going to be before the other year. And within a week, the Lord did it. We have people whom the Lord has healed. We have people whom the Lord has helped. We are people that the Lord has blessed. We are people that the Lord has protected. We have so many things to thank God for. When we give our heart unto God in gratitude, we are only telling Him that we know your capability. And we put ourselves in a position of favor with God. But when we continue to complain about all the things He has not done, we are only telling Him, God, you have not been responsible. This morning, I don't want anybody to go out of this service or go to the end of the year telling God indirectly that He's irresponsible. Find something, no matter how intangible, to be grateful unto God for. And you know what? When you have a heart of gratitude, it brings the peace of mind. See, you know, many of us, we are so troubled. We are so anxious because we are yet to cultivate the heart of gratitude. When you have a heart of gratitude, you begin to celebrate God. Thank you for little things. You have peace of mind. When you see that song, there's a peace like a river. Peace like a river. Peace like a river in my soul.
I've got a peace like a river. Peace like a river. Peace like a river in my soul.
When you sing that song, when everybody sing that, you see, because there's no trouble, tell me. Anybody that sings that song, is it because there's no trouble around? Is it there's no beatings of life? Is it because there's no area of defeat? But because you have made a choice to celebrate little things and be grateful unto God for small things, then it brings peace, because the enemy always wants to be agitated. The devil always wants to talk about your defeats. The enemy does not want your life to be settled, and therefore he's always playing the cards of the area where things are not working well. But when you cultivate a heart of God like David, that despite all the troubles, I choose to come to God with the heart of God. I want to thank Him for intangible gifts. The lack of tangible gifts, He gives me sorrow of heart. The lack of tangible gifts, He gives me sleepless nights. The lack of tangible gifts is making me to be unhappy. But I have chosen to thank God for intangible gifts that I may have the peace of God. Look for even intangible things for which you can be grateful unto God for, so that you can have the peace of mind. And you know why you do that? How many of us were encouraged when you heard the testimony that were given this morning? How many of us? And see, when you have a grateful heart, you want to give gratitude to God, testimony to God by little things. And by doing that, you become, you know, a distributor of hope. Whether you like it or not, by this testimony, hope of some people have been rekindled, true of us. Some people who are feeling down were lifted, true of us. So why don't you choose to play in this team? In the team of people who celebrate God for the aspect of their lives that God has been expressly good. And you want to tell God. And the final thing I want to say is that when you are grateful unto God, no, gratitude is also a testimony. Do you agree with me? And when you are grateful unto God, it's a testimony. And testimony is a great weapon for victory. Revelation 12, 11, what does it say? Quickly. Share the overcome by the word of his lamb. Am I right? And the word of their testimony. Revelation 12, 11, please project, let them see it. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the lamb and by the word of their testimony. When you see a grateful heart, he has a word of testimony. And as long as you have a word of testimony, you have a weapon to defeat the enemy. But when you begin to mourn your defeats, to talk about your sorrow of heart, to talk about the things that yet talk to us, you are empowering the enemy to deal with you the more. But when you go around with a word of testimony, you are going with the arm, with the weapon of God to defeat the devil. So as we are going towards the end of this year, I want you to hold a weapon of testimony so that the enemy will be totally and completely be defeated. So this morning, I want to encourage you, irrespective of what has not happened in the year, look for things that have happened. And if you cannot see things that have happened, consider the fact that you are breathing. You are alive. That is enough testimony that you can say only the living will praise the Lord. And because I'm still alive, my hope is still alive. And you see, when you do that, there will be no room for envy. There will be no room for... No, when people are envious, it's because they are ungrateful. They always concentrate on what is happening in the life of others. They don't look inward and reflect and see things they themselves need to thank God for. They keep on admiring what is happening in other places, in other people. They don't look at the little thing that God has done for them. And they don't have the peace of mind. But this morning, I want to encourage us. Let us come to God with a heart of gratitude and go into this year with a word of testimony. I don't know your own testimony. My own testimony is that Lord has been good. I don't know your own testimony. Your testimony, my own testimony is that I am alive. And because I'm alive, my hope is renewed. I don't know your own testimony. My own testimony is that I still carry a grace, and you carry a grace. And no matter what the enemy does, the grace upon my life is still there. The enemy has no power to take away that grace if you don't give it to him. So this morning, I want us to stand before God. And I want us to look at what are the things that you can come before God with to really show him that you are grateful. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb. See, the blood of Jesus is something. Can't say, I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. Is that the Lord? And he didn't say, or. Are you getting what I'm saying now? That means there's a combination. Don't just plead the blood of Jesus without having a testimony. You want to be an overcomer. You need the blood of Jesus. You need the word of testimony. And you cannot have a testimony if you don't have a heart of gratitude. This morning, the Lord will cause you and cause me to end this year on the note of victory. I want God to tell you, I will never be ungrateful to you, God. I will never be ungrateful to you, God. I want us to sing it and mean it in your heart. Forget about your trouble. Forget about things that have not come to pass. Forget about every issue that is troubling your mind. But come to him this morning with a heart of gratitude. I will never be
ungrateful to you, Lord. Oh, I will never be ungrateful to you. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Oh, I will never be ungrateful to you. And I will never be, oh,
I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord.
Hey, I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord.
Oh, I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord.
Somebody came to visit and came to Ife and asked me, do you mean this road is what you ply 2 or 3 times in a week or 4 times? I said, yes. He said, no. I cannot ply this on a weekly basis. You travel, you just go back. Just it is normal. God has not given me a job. And God asked me, you don't know that road. How many souls have perished this year? How many people? And we just go and come back, just take it, it's nothing. I remember there was a time I traveled and let us appreciate. There are so many little things. So many little things. For we should be grateful unto God. I just want to go before God just for 1 or 2 minutes this morning, after that, God will round up. Just thank God. Let God know that you are grateful unto Him. Let God know they have come to Him with the heart of gratitude. Let God know that you want to appreciate Him. Yes, there are so many things you feel and we know He has not done. But there are so many other things that He has done that we need to magnify Him, on which we need to be grateful. Let us bless Him. Let us bless Him. Let us bless Him. Let us appreciate Him. Let us worship Him. Let us give Him gratitude. Let us recognize His mercy and His grace. Let us appreciate Him. Let us appreciate Him. Let us appreciate Him. You are here before Him today. Thank Him. Thank Him. Worship Him. Magnify Him. Glorify Him.
I think it's over, but it doesn't matter.
Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. We cannot thank you enough. Lord, we are chosen to come to you this morning with a heart of gratitude, with a heart of thanksgiving, with a spirit of appreciation. Thank you for the tangible things. Lord, more importantly, I want to thank you for the intangible things. We do not take you for granted. Breath of life, we do not take for granted. Journey mercies, we do not take for granted. Good air, we do not take for granted. That we are alive on our feet, we do not take for granted. That we still have hope, we do not take for granted. Father, we appreciate you. Father, we thank you. The word of our testimony today is that we are grateful unto you. And so, Lord our God, God, you said they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Lord, as we are going towards the end of the year, and march to the year 2022. Let the blood of Jesus avail for us in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And because the word of our testimony is that you are good, Father, let our challenges, Lord, let them come under our feet. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, our area of concern, deal with them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let us end this year victoriously. Let us go into the new year triumphantly. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we are prayed.
I think it's over, but it doesn't add up. The door is still from above. I got miracles, a miracle. Me a little miracle.
Hallelujah. If you know that you have been blessed, can you